Like every night I dream a nigga trying to murder me. Pictures of my love was dialing 911 emergency. Cause I jacked the nigga and took his work, man, I made it work for me. If he come back and kill me, I know this shit was business, man. I never take it personally. Skinny black nigga, rich off rap, sweat on my own back. Niggas ain't show me how to cook, had to fuck up my own back. Dumb hot, Marty McFly, put down the crack, bet on myself like I went back to the future with a rap almanac. Got powder on my table, the label call for they offer back. Henry on my line, I ain't got his bread, I can't call him back. Plus I got a show, the promoters ain't got the dough for that. He lost it, set me back, man, I'm literally selling dope to rap. How can a nigga cope with that? Man, my uncle died off of overdose. And the fucked up part about that is I know I supplied the nigga that sold. Put a pistol to my head, I was way too scared, drunk off emotions. I'm drinking and taking these drugs cause I can't numb the pain with smoking. Loner, but I hate to be lonely. I fuck a bitch, she fall in love, but I just wanna be homies. If I fall off or get locked up, she might just fuck on the homies. Most niggas die over love for a bitch or having trust in they homies. A skinny black nigga, rich off rap. My nigga baby mama fiend, can't keep his bitch off smack. She called the police, now he doing 7 years for a sec. He told me look after his kids, and a week later that bitch turned up whack. It's just a cold nigga. I pray Allah protect my soul, nigga. Lord, give me the strength to ignore the things I can't control, nigga. Cause I was living by the cold, nigga. Yeah.
To a check, picked up around 2. Ordered food off the app. 2K for the dinner, something slight or jet. Taking chances daily, man, you niggas all rap. Got 3 cell phones, still never call back. Real millionaire shit, might put her in the bins. Write the shit off on taxes, have a 5-star den, man. Tell it how it is, man. Living how I live, man. Rose gold piece just to compliment the drip, man. Stay up on your toes, dawg. Make sure the money's straight. From the city of the fall, 89 earthquake was heading. Man, check. From the city of the fog, 89 earthquake beside you, nigga. Numbers, good job. This that go hard, never quit. Flow so adequate. Figured I'd sell the shit. I ain't with the settling. Had to get my mind right. I cut off the petty shit. I don't feel right throwing ones, nigga. This real ism. Nigga tryna block my shine, nigga. I still get it. Really came from that cloth, nigga. I'm built different. I ain't taking no days off. I need meal tickets. Please, no shoes in my loft. I'm not a dirty nigga. Drink a juice in the morning, calculator, huh?
What else?
Niggas wonder how I did it, I came from the slums.
What else?
Had to put my grind in it, I ain't stopped for nothing.
Keep on.
Put my thoughts on these tracks, show them how it's done.
Numbers, check, man.
Put my thoughts on these tracks, show them how it's done. What's happening?
You know what I'm saying? I got love for everybody, man. So quit hating on me, man. This shit pointless, man.
Singularity, feeling so spin a little. Cause I want to, living so big a little. Cause I want to, feel so shine a little. Cause I want to, yeah. Cause I want to, yeah. Cause I want to, feeling so spin a little. Cause I want to, living so big a little. Cause I want to, feel so shine a little. cause I want to, cause I want to, cause I want to, yeah.
I'm having them call kids real quick. See you niggas in a minute, man. I'm finna bend some corners, you know what I'm saying? Outside. Picture. RIP my brother Trey. For you, we forever activated. Numbers. Check.
It's an ill vision. Boom.
Let's get it popping, people. The Boom Bap Syndicate live right now. CJSF 90.1 FM. Your host, Hard Body Drizzings.
King Wizard Wise.
The Wizard. Hey, look, here's an ill. Let me tell y'all something, man. Let me tell you an ill story right now, okay? Here's the thing about the ill story about the Wizard of Oz. The whole time when they went to the city of Oz, they thought it was a mystery god that was making things happen. Until they revealed the curtain, saw it was a man. All that above is caused by the what?
The Son of Man.
True indeed, man.
The Son of Man.
True indeed. S-U-N and S-O-N.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's an interesting story, man.
Real talk. Boss.
Where do you think they put the true messages? Right in your face.
Always.
Yes. And those last tracks were fire.
I know.
That Action Bronson.
Oh no.
Oh man.
You like Action, don't you?
I don't know his stuff like that. I listened to one of his projects. Strictly for Dolphins, I think.
Okay.
That one had a lot of he's kind of a very unique guy. He's a chef.
Yeah.
He's into the marine animals and things like that.
Okay.
And so yeah, that last one was pretty. It had dolphin sounds and ocean sounds in it. I like that.
Yeah. I know you like that ambiance.
Yeah, you like
the ambiance.
Futuristic.
Me personally, no disrespect, G, but yeah. I think you stole Ghost's style.
Yeah.
And Ghost shouted you out, and then apparently, you know, he dissed him.
Oh.
And it's like, man, you sound like Ghost.
Oh.
Stop it.
I hear it.
You could, yo.
I can hear it. I haven't even listened to Ghost that deep, but I hear it.
Yo, I'm telling you, man. And you know, it's like, but I guess, hey, man, whatever.
I don't see, because look, yeah, people have their own and their own upbringing. I don't see the big problem because it's hip hop, right?
You don't see the big problem.
It becomes a problem. When
we're about to bring rain, hail, and snow right now.
It becomes a problem when you start denying shit and you say like, oh, and you start dissing that originator. Like,
yo, God, listen, man. The thing about being an MC is that you have to be original.
Yeah, but do you know for a fact though?
What?
Do you know for a fact?
That he stole his style?
Yes.
The facts is right in front of you, in your face.
Nice.
What are you talking about? Listen to the nigga's whole fucking...
I hear it.
Listen to his whole demeanor. Like, the whole... Like, bro, you... Like, yo, Ghost was talking about cinnamon, nutmeg, all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he was the one... He's like the like, bro, like... Yo, Ghost, even when you listen to Westside, right?
Yeah.
Westside got that Ghost style.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I mean? But he doesn't sound like Ghost, but the cadence.
He has the Ghost,
right?
Style, yeah.
But I'm saying Action got the cadence, the sound, mm-hmm. vocally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm not denying that.
Like, niggas, if niggas didn't know, you would think that was Ghost on certain songs.
I can see that. I'm not denying that. But
being
that's
original
the thing.
Is the most important
that's
thing.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Hip hop. So we could point out so many people that sound like somebody, and then for sure there's influence everywhere, right? And of course, yeah. Kate, biting yeah. someone and copy someone is a different thing.
Yeah, man.
However, me personally, I'm built off of a collage of artists that I grew up listening to.
You're not built off of them.
I'm not.
You built yourself.
No, I
God.
Built myself.
You sound like nobody.
I that's right. But
not
I,
yet
I,
that I've heard.
I built myself. Based on my input, because knowledge is first, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then, so I listen to this music, listen to reggae, uh-huh. listen to J-pop,
uh-huh.
listen to hip-hop,
yeah.
listen to R&B,
yeah.
and now I have my own style. So these are all influences.
Indeed.
And maybe I've heard people tell me, you sound like this, you sound like that, you know, you remind me of, brother told me, what's his name, man? The brother who was at Black History Month, X, he's a busker, he's...
Oh yeah, bust. SMX.
Yeah, SMX music. Yeah, he told me. Brother told me it sound like you remind me of RZA, man, and blah, blah. And then other brother told me, and you remind me of what he said. He said something that I didn't even think. You know what I mean? So people draw these. Let's not get it twisted. Action Bronson does sound like Ghostface, right?
Yo, my nigga, I'm telling you.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of cases like that where you could bring up in hip-hop, but then the main problem, in my opinion, comes when the nigga says, oh, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
He's whack. He didn't influence.
Yeah, for sure.
Everyone can hear it, bro. Like,
for
sure. You know what I mean?
Come on, G.
And especially in a cultural context, and I'm not saying it's a hip hop is for a certain type of people or nothing, but also you must pay respects to the facts of the origin of anything.
Indeed, man. Like, word is bond, you know? That's right and exact. You know, to deny it is, yo, gee, stop
it. Yeah, because he's going to get his bread regardless, and he's going to make the music. The problem is you're not admitting to, okay, yeah, he influenced me.
Come on, man.
That guy's tight. Yo, I wanted to be like him.
Right? Like, just, you know what I mean? It's cool, you know? Like,
it's
I
cool,
always,
exactly. It's not
cool,
wrong with that, man.
Right? Like, it's cool. It's cool. There's nothing wrong with it. But, yeah, man. You know, but when you hear Hard Body, you know it's Hard Body.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nobody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm influenced by The Wu.
Yeah.
The Mob.
Yeah.
Nas.
Yeah.
Pusha T.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
DMX.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I got my own sound.
Yeah.
And that's what separates people, you know?
Yeah.
When it comes to the performing aspect, I'm influenced by KRS.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's different levels of, like, influence, you know?
Yeah.
When you're a student of a teaching.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you learn many ways of the style, the many self-style wisdoms.
Yeah.
That come within that teaching, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And when you're able to knowledge and understand that, that's when you become the master of that cipher.
Right.
You know what I mean, God? So, yeah. At the end of the day...
Right.
Yeah, like, it's easy. It's do I know actual factual? Was I there in Action Bronson's mind? No, I wasn't. But in the atmosphere, I was. Because, you know, the all in all is seen and heard everywhere, mm-hmm. for one. And for two, yo, you can hear it through the vocals.
Mm.
And you can hear it through the cadence.
Yeah.
The deliverance of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
I can hear it too.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not denying that.
Right?
I can hear it for sure.
Yo, God, I'm telling you, bro. His voice is a little more high pitched.
Yeah.
Right? But, yeah. So, anyways.
I can hear it for sure.
Yo, man. But look, man, we just made it rain, made it hail, made it snow. We're going to bring it back to the sunlight and continue on with the Alchemist documentary on our idea generation.
Yeah, let's finish with this. We're going to play the last few minutes of this. And finish off with some music. So,
let's
without further ado,
let's go.
Let's get it popping. Boop, 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 boop.
That was the old studio. That door.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That was the whole first era.
Really? Okay.
It was over there.
Yep. Like rare chandeliers and all that kind of stuff?
All that. Cobra Coupe, rare chandeliers. That's kind of where all the shit started.
That's when we first started, like, what we were calling rap camp.
And then, boom, we're over here.
And you guys are over here?
Over here now. We basically built it up, me and Neil. Neil kind of came up with the design, my brother.
Okay.
And it was like empty at first. It was just like a big blank canvas. And then we kind of...
You came back to LA, what, in like 2005, 2006?
Yeah.
How integral was getting this studio and creating the rap camp environment to you getting into that next phase?
Very important. It was just a great mix of people coming over. And I think it was Chuck English. I give him a lot of credit. I forget what year it was, the end of the year, New Year's. We had a party over there at the studio, and then we just had a barbecue. Action was there, and he was, like, cooking. And we just kept the barbecue going for a whole week. No rules. There was no A&R. There was no managers, really. There was no agenda. It was free. And it was like, but we knew everybody was competitive and wanted to create. Those were the early stages of where I'm at now. And rap camp started kind of developing. And to me, that's like the whole phase two of my career of like, you know, from what I built to, all right, where do I go from here? Really, the pivotal one was Cobra Coupe. My friend Brock was connected with Currency, brought him over. He came over to do a song, and we did two that day. And he wanted to drop them that night. And that blew my mind. Like, what do you mean we just recorded it? And he was like, nah, that's how I do it. I have a fan base, I feed them. And I was like, well, we just did these songs tonight. We want to drop them today. Can we mix them first? He was like, all right, well, if that's not, we're not dropping these tonight, I need you to loop up this Rick Ross beat for me so I can do a freestyle. Or it was like some beat. And I was like, deal. I looped up some instrumental. He laid a freestyle, recorded it. He posted it up immediately after we recorded it. And he was like, all right, cool. Back to work. And I'm like, damn, like he really had the pressure to drop something tonight. I was like, this is insane. I didn't get it yet. Then we did two songs. The next morning, he was like, these songs are too good. Let's keep working. I'm going to stay in LA. Fast forward, we made a whole album. There was some complications why we couldn't put it out through the label he was talking to at the time. And then Currency called me and was like, yo, I just want to put it out. I'll put it out. I'm just going to put it out for free. I'm like, for free? Like, I've never done anything like that before in my life. Like, at this point, I'm already successful making music. This is my career. And he was like, man, listen, I'll pay you. I was like, I'm not going to take money from you. He said, well, look, doing this collab with Diamond, Capsule, we can make it a Covert Poop Capsule, and I'll give you the bread. And I just took a risk. I was like, fuck it, put the album out free and just sell the clothes? All right, whatever. And it worked. Boy, did it work. So the day was going by of the release, and it was just selling like crazy. Towards the end of the day, they were monitoring the sales, and they were like, all right, these shirts are slowing down. We're going to cut them off. So some people show up, and they still don't get it. It's how we maintain our brand. I missed. There's a technique to all this shit. Those were the early days of me seeing that. So Covert Coupe changed everything in my mind, as I never thought like that in the past. I pretty much make the bulk of my shit like super early. I have a lot of different projects I'm always working on, so I might come in and finish a mix. I might come in and get to a batch of records that I've been meaning to listen to. I might finish up the beat from the night before. Sometimes I might be in here for 17 fucking hours, literally, in one chair, working. And I'm like, nobody could ever pay me to do that. That was that pivotal moment in my career where it was like, all right, am I going to be known as the guy that did Mobb Deep and Dilated? Or I started meeting this new generation of kids who grew up off that shit. Action, Mac Miller, Schoolboy Q, Earl, Damo Genesis, Danny Brown. And it was like this new batch of artists who were coming up, and I realized, damn, this is dope because they know me for what I did. So I can just be me. I don't have to chase any sound or trend, but now here's my chance. Like the burning bush, like, all right, what do I do here? Do I just like, oh, rap changing, or do I embrace them and be like, yo, let's go, let's make history? And that was like, that changed everything for me. You know, 2010 or whatever, around that time was all those guys that really helped give me another lease on rap as a producer. Now I'm seeing the guys who, like me, never heard Mobb Deep in their life. You know, I just know you from Schoolboy Q. Yeah, it's a blessing. The last 10 years for me has been like the most fun, and it feels like laying out some breadcrumbs, and I can't wait to see what's going to come from this. So there's like these unforeseen elements that you're not going to be able to prepare for, and you will not know when it happens. Do you need to do those 10,000 hours? Of course, because those hours you put in will prepare you for that unforeseen moment when you get out of the studio and you're in the world and you're, you know, exchanging energy with other people. And there's going to be somewhere you're at or some person, and then that moment's going to happen where you're going to get that break.
Indeed. Where you going to get that break?
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to get that break, baby.
And at the end of the day, your break could be right now. In yes. This very moment.
Yes.
And live as if it is already from the Shenzhou.
Yes.
See, from we write our history in advance.
Indeed.
You know what I mean?
Indeed.
So, Al, we coming to fucking Beverly Hills, nigga.
Straight up.
Yo, Al, we coming, bro. Because you need to work with the West Coast in Canada here.
What you know about the North, fam?
What you know about the North Side, fam?
Yeah.
Northwest fam. Northwest Crody.
Hey, family, it's been a lovely episode.
Yes, it has, man.
For real, man. This is the Boom Bap Syndicate with your host, King Wise.
Hard Body Drizzeems.
Yes, every Saturdays on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Starting from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Yes, sir. See, you could start your night, and then you could start the next day.
Ooh, we get you on both sides. At Granville Island on a boat ride.
Oh, yeah,
Valentino, yeah. Baby with the bow tie. You are now rocking with the most high.
Yeah. So without further ado, we're going to take y'all out with some Larry June and Alchemist songs. We also got one Vince Staples in there, hiding in there in the next few. Man, we appreciate all people tuned in tonight.
Yes, sir. We'll see y'all next week, man. Peace to the gods, peace to the earth, and peace to all the human families within the universe.
Peace.
How you go say you boss if you don't handle biz? Real men stay on 10, take care of their kids. You boys talking too much, it's time to show them ends. I did shows around the globe and never took a cent. That might have went over your head, I be thinking different. I bought real estate before I went and bought the bent. I had sun 10 toes when you was in your feelings. And I ain't need no record deal to touch my first million. Spending money on assets for rainy days. I'm more focused on ownership, not the fame. Grab an old long tee, then jump in the stand. We just touched down, but right back on the plane. I'm riding round top down. You lead a game, shit didn't work out, so you back again. Heavy on my heart, gotta make a change. But until then, we playing with cellophane. It's too much, we need a private plane. Toss on my Gore-Tex and walk in the rain. Everything not perfect, but at least I'm free. I don't take it as an L, just wasn't for me. Six bands for the Hermes, use it to sleep. I've been doing this since Techno Marines. I did everything, this is not a dream. I love all the seasons, but it's nothing like that summer rain.
I'm riding round top down in the summer rain. And these hoes break their neck when they see a nigga switching lanes.
Still got my top down.
I'm riding round top down.
Nicole, your host of Beats and Eats on Thursdays at 1 p.m., where I play dope beats and talk about delicious food. My listeners have motivated me to try some amazing restaurants in the Lower Mainland, and I've been getting a bunch of recipes lately that I can't wait to try. Thank you for listening each week and connecting with me on Instagram, too. Keep sending recipes and your fave spots to eat, because I love sharing them on air.
Ich bin Arndt Peltner von Radio Goethe. Ihr hört Mike mit Noise of Carpet right here on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Hello, this is Arne Peltner, host of Radio Goethe. You're listening to Mike and his Noise of Carpet, celebrating the indie noises of the 90s on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.